This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Emmy nominations are out this morning, and they are full of shows from cable. AMC's Mad Men got the most nominations. If it wins Best Drama again, Mad Men will set a new record. Scott Feinberg covers the Emmys for The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It seems like we're seeing more cable programming nods than ever before.
Absolutely. If it had not been for Downton Abbey and The Good Wife was still not in the category, then we would, for the first time ever, have had no broadcast network shows among the drama series nominees.
So is this a sign of the end times for successful broadcast television programs?
I think it's getting close because they've become two different mediums almost, where with cable, some of these shows have 10 episodes a season, like Girls, whereas something like The Good Wife, which was bounced today from the drama series category, has to do 22 or 23 a season, which, you know, it doesn't sound like a huge difference, but it really is. And not only the amount of work that involves, but the fact that these guys on broadcast have to constantly deal with commercial interruptions and all kinds of things that the cable folks don't.
What about the future for highly acclaimed online-only shows? Like Lillehammer is one of them that a lot of people love. Netflix is about to air a new season of Arrested Development. Is there any future for online-only stuff in the Emmys?
I'm sure there's a future for them in terms of finding an audience, but as far as Emmys, these guys are sort of slow to change. I mean, at this point now, they've embraced the cable thing, but it took them a number of years to fully get on board. But I don't anticipate online series displacing something like a Downton Abbey or something anytime soon, just because of the production value and even more importantly, probably the heft of the networks to promote these shows. They have, you know, it's become like the Oscar season now for Emmys. These guys spend a lot of money on advertisements, whether it's on the backs of buses or parks benches or in trade papers like ours. And so in order to just be as visible and competitive, you would have to spend a lot of money that I'm not sure many of these websites have.
Scott Feinberg covers the Emmys and other awards for The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks very much.
Thank you.